You're listening to the Rawha, daily guidance for seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani, who will be covering Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, as well as Imam Zarnuji's guidance for seekers of knowledge regarding the ways of seeking knowledge. Ta'lim al-Mut'allim, Turuq al-Ta'allim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Alhamdulillah, we are on a set of 40 hadiths on the virtues of Islam and Iman. Right? And as has come, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mah. All praise is due to Allah for the blessing of Islam. And sufficient is this as a blessing. So we've seen the great merit of the statement of Tawheed. Right? And it's something that one should not forget that, and but what is it that makes you a Muslim is the fact that you accept to submit to Allah. Right? Islam is not a set of practices and devotions and rituals and laws and limits. Islam is to accept to submit to Allah. Just as Iman is not a set of things that you believe in, but it is to confirm as true the reality of Allah, and to accept as true what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. So we are now on hadith number 3 of this collection by Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani rahimahullahu ta'ala, which is an amazing collection because it's 40 sets of 40 hadiths of our beloved Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And those of you who are unaware of it, you can subscribe to the Daily Rawha podcast either by going to seekersup.org/podcast or by just looking for Daily Rawha, R-A-W-H-A, on iTunes. Or just search for Seekers Hub and you'll see half a dozen of our podcasts there, alhamdulillah. So, hadith number 3. عن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم relates, من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وابن أمته وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه وأن الجنة والنار حق أدخله الله تعالى الجنة على ما كان من عمل رواه البخاري ومسلم. So this hadith, the ulama explain, is particularly in the context of someone who used to be Christian. And as Sheikh Hamza Yusuf explained beautifully in his work on Sirah, which we highly recommend, the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seminal CD set by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, now available in digital format as well, that classically, and we know from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if someone believed Christian doctrine about the divinity of Christ, etc., and they wanted to become Muslim, they would affirm the testification of faith, but also they would affirm sound doctrine regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Right? And from that, the scholars infer that if someone had particular doctrines that are antithetical to Islamic beliefs, then their entering of belief should entail an embracing of sound belief regarding that matter. Because you cannot be Muslim and affirm the divinity of Christ. It doesn't fit with La ilaha illallah, right? In any way. So the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, whoever bears witness that there is no God but Allah, alone without partner, and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, and that Jesus is the servant of Allah and his messenger, and the son of a servant of Allah, and the word of Allah that he placed in Maryam. And the word of Allah, Kalimatullah, refers to kun fayakun, that Allah created Sayyidina Isa by his command. And we understand that Christian doctrines were confused in this, that the idea of Jesus being the Word of God, and in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God and the Word became God? No. Jesus is a word from God. He was created, be, and he was. Alayhi salatu wassalam. That he placed in Maryam. وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ And a spirit from him. Right? He is not the Holy Spirit. Right? Does not refer... He is a special soul created by Allah. Right? That's what we affirm about Sayyidina Isa, that he is a servant of Allah and his messenger, the son of a servant of Allah. Allah's word that he placed in Maryam, the word being be and he was. His birth was miraculous. And a soul, a distinguished soul, from Allah's fashioning. And that paradise and fire, at paradise and the fire are true. Whoever affirms these things, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will make them enter paradise on whatever actions they were upon. Meaning that what is ultimately salvific is faith. And what is ultimately salvific is faith. The root of salvation is faith itself. Actions safeguard faith. The first role of actions is that they safeguard faith. When actions diminish, it is faith. The most dangerous thing in it is not the fact that you are sinning, although that is significant. Sins, the greatest danger in sins is that they threaten faith. Right? They are both signs of a weak faith, because if you truly believed in God, you would not disobey him. But also, they threaten that faith. Right? They chisel away at it, and they make it susceptible to the ultimate doubt, which is why bother? Why bother? Like, how long can I justify this incongruence? My faith entails that I submit, but my actions affirm that I don't. People cannot sustain that cognitive dissonance. But sins are attractive. Sins are attractive. So the simplest way of dealing with it, particularly bereft of good company, and exemplars and community, is to step away from faith, either partially or completely. And that's a very dangerous thing. So actions protect faith and they nurture faith. And they nurture faith. I'm going to look at one more hadith before we close tonight in our abbreviated roha. An Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu annahu qal, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallama faqult, أبسط يمينك فلا أبايعك. So Amr ibn al-As says that I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said, extend your right hand so that I may pledge allegiance to you. فبسط يمينه. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam extended his right hand. فقبضت يدي. So he said, I put my hand around it. فقال ما لك Ya Umar, Ya Amr. So the Prophet ﷺ asked, What's with you, O Amr? Qultu, Aradtu an ashtarit. Said, I sought to make a condition. Qala, Tashtarit mada? Said, condition? What condition would you make? Qultu, An yaghfir li, that Allah forgive me. Okay, so Amr said, holding the Prophet's hand, that Allah forgive me. And he could have just said, oh Allah, forgive me. Right? But this is the role the Prophet ﷺ held in the consciousness of the companions. They saw that this is the door to Allah. Right? There is a door to Allah. So he's holding his hand. Right? He hold his hand. Says that Allah, forgive me. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ يَا عَمْرُ أن الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, did you not know, O Amr? Right? That Islam demolishes what came before it. Islam wipes away what was before it. وأن الهجرة تهدم ما كان قبلها. And that migration demolishes, you know, wipes away what came before it. وأن الحج يهدم ما كان قبله. And Hajj wipes away what was before them. So repentance forgives. Through repentance, Allah forgives. But there are things that wipe away. So Islam gives you a clean slate. Hijrah. And hijrah for us is when you commit to leave your homeland of waywardness to embrace submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You migrate from being a worldling to commit to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wipes away what came before it. Likewise, these great acts, Hajj, wipes away what is before it. Rahu Muslim. Right. But it also tells us about the great rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we cannot, we do not have the opportunity to take the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically by the hand, but we can take him by the hand through our attachment to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through intensity of love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that intensity of love and realize us in the meanings of Islam and Iman, and make us grateful for the tremendousness of these blessings, of the blessing of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the blessing of this message, of the blessing of the companions and family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what they have conveyed to us of truth. We ask you, O Allah, in this blessed moment of Maghrib, as the day of Ashura comes to an end, that you make us of those whose submission is such that it wipes away all that was outside of it, that we migrate to you in every moment of our life, knowing that to you is all end, that we are yours, and to you are we returning, O Lord, so we may wipe away all those acts where we were headed away from you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you that our lives be a hajj to you, that our lives be a tawaf around your love and your presence, that we live holding the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a hand whose grasp will never fail, through our intense love, our intense reverence, our intense commitment, our intense concern, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask likewise for our parents and our teachers, and our families, and our friends, and our community. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidina wa nabina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help Seekers Hub give light to millions around the world by supporting us through monthly donations by going to seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US and Canada.